He's not your type. Now, have you all heard of prejudices before? I don't care what image comes up in your head, I felt discriminated against. I felt discriminated against in that moment because someone that had never met me just judged me. And I was not happy about that. And right then and there, I knew that something deep down inside of me was welling up, and I was going to take that negative energy and I was going to turn it into something that was so powerful, I was going to make them pay. Now that sounds a little harsh. However, I was 19. I didn't have the wisdom or the maturity to really focus on the depth of that situation. I just knew that they were going to pay. And I did my best to kill them with kindness. I loved on them. I spoke highly of them. I edified them. I hugged on them. I told them how honored I was to be with their daughter. And it was never quite good enough. As a matter of fact, a year later when we got engaged, the relationship still wasn't where it needed to be, to where I had their respect. I hadn't earned it yet. And it was so painful because now I wanted to propose to their daughter. And instead of being able to go to my would-be father-in-law, knowing that he would have said no, which he did, he said, "You cannot marry this man." What do you do? We knew we loved each other. So I went to the grandfather. And I went to the grandfather, the one that died 6 weeks ago. Some of you know that story. He died at almost 101 years old. That guy was like my father, my father-in-law that I didn't have the pleasure of getting to know that well. He loved on me. He said, "You're amazing." He was a retired OBGYN. He practiced until the age of 82. He knew a little something about success and adversity. He taught me all kinds of things that I am to this day very grateful for, extremely grateful for. And that guy allowed me to have his granddaughter's hand in marriage. How cool is that? Ladies and gentlemen, it's about mindset. It's not about setbacks. It's about what you're going to do when the setback comes for you. Because the setbacks are coming. Let there be no mistake, you will have setbacks, trials, and tribulations in this life. And it's not the size of the problem that matters. It's what you're going to do about it. And the only way you'll know what to do about it is if you get the right mindset and the right programming. You've got to read, you've got to study, you've got to exercise your mind constantly, daily, so that when the tribulation comes, you know what to do about it. You rise up, you get up, you surround yourself with successful, brilliant-minded people that have been through similar circumstances that can advise you and counsel you and give you wisdom, and never let anybody into your inner circle that doesn't have your back or your best interest at heart. When you figure out who those people are, they're extremely valuable. Priorities, here's mine. Number one, and by the way, I'm going to ask for the umbrella of mercy before I even get started, because I understand that my priorities may not align with yours because our belief systems might be a little bit different. So if that's the case, I apologize in advance if there's any offense, none intended. Fair enough? Number one priority in my life is God. That's going to come into play in just a second. I'm going to tell you a couple stories. My number two priority is my wife. My number three priority is my children. My number four priority is my health. And my number five priority is money. You know what's interesting? Even though there's definitely a totem pole there, what's interesting about those is that number five, money, it impacts my relationship with my health. It impacts my relationship with my children, it impacts my relationship with my wife, and it impacts my relationship with God. Not that there's any condition on that, it's that I love to use money as a tool. Because you should let money pass through you, and you should have an attitude of this about your money, not an attitude of this. When you have a clenched fist and you don't know how to let go, you're dangerous. When you can go like this and let go of it, you're very valuable. Money makes things grow, just like manure. So money's just a bunch of crap is what I'm saying. It's extremely valuable. Even though it's just like crap, if you spread your thoughts, remember that painting? Know what you'll do with the money before you get it or you're in trouble. You'll be like this if you don't know what you're going to do with that money. If you know what you're going to do with the money, you can go through life with an open hand. You can go through life with an open hand and you're never worried. Most people are going through life like, it's all mine. It's mine. You know how hard I work for this? It's mine. And you'll have a difficult time letting go and releasing. Do not have a difficult time letting go and releasing. Whatever you put out, it will come back so many fold, it will be crazy. God will bless that money. It'll happen. So that's the attitude that I have about money, even though it's number five. Does that make sense? Yeah, perfect. You guys like those priorities? Yeah. Think about those for yourself. If you want to tweak, feel free to tweak. I've studied those priorities for myself. They're there for a reason, and they're in that order for a very specific reason. Now, let me come back to priority number one. Here's how I build my business.